Run it. I can't take no loss. I don't even know what it costs. I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, I can't take no loss. I don't even know what it costs. Yeah, I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, yeah. Run it, run it. Ooh, I really feel it's my time. Think it's my year. Yeah, yeah. I really feel it's my time. Think it's my year. Yeah, yeah. I really feel it's my time. Think it's my year. Yeah.
What's up, Jicky fam? It's Bro Stock.
Guys, it's podcast time.
And the biggest topic
of the week,
of the week,
it's Kendrick Lamar
versus Drake. All right.
Who really won? What went down? Evidence. That's it, bro.
It's about to get serious, guys. We have here King Larry from the Jama Greek crew in the building.
What it do, yo?
We're gonna we need his insider on this. We got a lot of insider from you guys. You got a lot of insider from us. Now we're gonna have insiders from all of us talking about
this beef.
I think the biggest thing that's happening for hip hop.
Big hip hop beef.
It is a big hip hop beef.
But sorry to cut you. We needed this.
We need it. Yeah, no lie, bro. We needed this. We needed this in music, bro. Hip hop was dying, bro.
I mean, hip-hop was disappointing in 2023. I think we established that overall in our reactions. Yeah. We were just dying and like, okay, it's the same shit. But you think one big question, obviously, coming into this is this planted for bringing back hip-hop in sales, bringing back hip-hop in? Because we have a good lineup of music coming up after this.
Yeah.
You know, we got some
J. Cole dropping.
Exactly.
We got Eminem dropping.
Exactly.
Eminem dropping an album, bro.
Oh, full album.
Full album.
Full.
There's LL Cool J in it. There's J. Cole in it. What? There's, yo.
I mean, a lot of people are saying, no, it's not a fiction beef. It's not like, manipulated beef.
Make believe.
Yeah, make believe. But like, I still feel like there's some kind of like, you know, industry plant.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I don't think so, bro. They were going at it for many
years. I'm not saying they didn't go at it, bro.
They were going at it
for I'm not many. Saying they...
Didn't Eminem warn Drake about...
Yeah, but I don't think... Yeah, but I don't think...
he's going to turn their backs
on him. Yeah, like, how...
Even Jay-Z, though. Even Jay-Z said it.
Yeah, he told
him. Even Jay-Z said
it. Scorpion album.
At one point, people are going to just turn on you.
Scorpion album, man.
And it's just crazy how that, like... developed into like this crazy beef, especially from two goats, Drake, Kendrick.
They were going at it for a while, man. Kendrick, they were always giving it sub shots, you know, subliminal, bro.
From what? From when?
Bro, the hard part four. If you listen to it, bro, it's straight jabs at Drake, bro.
Why are people going against Drake?
Even from the BET cipher, bro.
Yeah.
And then he dropped 5 a.m. in Toronto, bro. They're straight jabs at each other, bro. From a long time, bro.
Well, I mean, who else are you going to jab, bro? Who else are you going to jab? The one that's on top of the
exactly.
The food chain.
Exactly.
You know?
You got to eat.
No, there's nobody else that's on top.
You can't go after Jay-Z. I mean, he's on the next level, so who else?
I mean, Jay-Z passed that place where no... Like, even if you attack him, it's like, it's okay. But even at this point, the beef was going down, and obviously Rick Ross replied. Who?
He joined in.
Yeah, he joined in, but that was like something really...
Future... who else? The Weeknd, out of nowhere.
Everybody's jumping in.
Everybody's just jumping in. But all that people wanted...
was Kendrick and Drake.
I feel like this was the exhibition match that we've all been waiting for. It's not one of those Jake Paul fights. This is like a Mike Tyson fight.
Real main event.
I think it's going far, bro.
It is going far.
It's like going to be too far, the beef, bro.
You saw what happened.
What happened?
Toronto, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Now it's a whole other level of...
Well, you guys think Toronto thing is connected to the beef?
No. I personally think that shooting, the drive-by shooting...
Go like this where you have something, bro. Drive-by shooting, bro.
What?
You're good.
The drive-by shooting in Toronto, Drake's house, I think it's related with Weeknd's manager, bro.
But what do we know, bro?
With Cash XO. I think they're related, bro. Because 2 or 3 weeks ago, they shot at Cash XO's house.
Well, I mean, like...
Yeah, bro.
Did the cops say anything?
No, we don't know, bro, guys. We don't know nothing, bro.
So the cops...
Don't get involved like you
it's
know,
just speculation,
bro.
It's speculation.
Speculation.
No, I personally...
You know, wait, you know what's cool?
What's crazy?
Now that you're saying that, it makes sense. Because like, if there's some prior beef of something else happening...
Yeah.
And this was a perfect opportunity because there's a lot of distraction.
Yeah, to do it.
So they can take a little shot and then think that it's going to pin it on Kendrick.
Exactly.
It probably has nothing to do with him when that's... That's how people think.
We don't know, guys. We don't know, bro.
I mean, there's something fishy about this, right? Like, me, I personally, I was just going at, like, okay, maybe it's a fanatic fan of Kendrick that just going, because there's a lot of negative things.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a fan.
I didn't think it was actually, like, Kendrick sent down somebody. Like,
nah, bro.
Someone just felt like, yo, the cotton their feelings and let me go up.
Let me. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I feel like whatever's happening, it's just, obviously, it's poor. I feel bad for Drake because, one, he's a great artist, and I don't know how people just start hating on an artist participating in a beef. One, he's a longevity of an artist, one.
Yeah.
Second, he's a crazy selling top artist.
Bro, everybody switched
that
up.
You guys all liked, and now... now
everybody's just bashing everybody. Like, they're bashing Drake.
Everybody's going down the beef.
It's the enviness, the hatred, the jealousy. It comes with the territory.
Exactly.
When you get to the top, it comes with the territory. Because I was talking about this the other day with somebody. I'm like, prior to Drake being a rapper, he was an actor, right? In a show that we all loved and grew up on.
I never liked that show and I never watched that show.
For you, is he a rapper or a pop star?
So, okay.
Did you say pop star?
A lot of people are saying he's a pop star, bro.
Just so look. This is my perspective, okay?
Okay.
I'm not no, like, guru in the music and blah, 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 but my father was a singer. I grew up in music. My father was a singer. He was a producer. He bigged up other people that became famous, so I know a thing or two about the music industry. So Drake, however he got in, I don't really know his story, but he got into music. So he was already successful in another field, right? He came into this field, and to become a rapper is not really hard. If you're, like, study the industry, you can come and make your name. He found his way, found his connects, found a way to leverage himself, get to, like, make it to the main peeps or whatever, however he got with Little Weezy and them.
No way,
made
bro.
Made his name and then branched off on his own thing, started to build up his empire. And now when you reach that status of, like, all these connects, it's just, like, you're untouchable at that point. Making hits after hits after hits. Like, he just kept doing the right things, being a lot of features.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the trick, you know, being a lot of features. So you're everywhere. You know, so he distributed himself. So
kind of like a DJ, well, DJ Khaled or something.
He was also hits to the future.
Of course. So, like, he was making...
But that was,
that's how you branch out, right? You make hits, not just yourself, but features through others.
Yeah, but the hits that he gave to the features are turning his back on. You okay there, bro?
That was my stomach. I'm sorry,
because they want to... Whatever, like... But I'm just saying the whole point of his... From what I see, the philosophy of how he was evolving himself. And then he reached a point now where he's, like, almost, like, untouchable. His whole city, like, they love him. A lot of people don't like him. A lot of people do love him. In
Well, I think, personally, what happened was the new generation of people that listen to music.
Yeah, this generation is where they
don't understand what he's done for our generation.
It's true.
And right away, it's like... You know, my artist that I listen to is much better than Drake. Obviously, same thing with movie. Your favorite actor that you used to watch back in the days, he's not going to perform like...
Like Van Damme. We grew up on Van Damme.
Exactly, yeah.
True, yeah.
Who's the new Van Damme?
Yeah, exactly. Jason Statham or what? Yeah, exactly. So for Jason Statham fan, they're going to be like, yo, Van Damme is shit.
Exactly, because they don't understand.
You know, they don't understand. But don't forget, Van Damme built that... You know, same with Jet Li or Jackie Chan. They built that
so
the foundation for the new people.
But the thing, what you new guys need to understand is that the people you look up to, they learn from someone.
Exactly.
It's like mentorship. Yeah. It's a family tree.
Exactly.
I'm a dad. I got kids. So when I teach my kids how to do things and they go out in the world, don't forget where you learned it from.
Yeah.
You got to pay homage to, like, you know.
See, bars, bro.
No, it's true. Because that's what I see a lot. It pisses me off because... When I listen to Drake, I feel inspired because I feel like I want to be at that levelry. Okay, like, he's accomplished what a lot of business people or a lot of people just don't even get close to.
Yeah.
You know, the deals that he's doing. I think the decision of make TV show to music was a good move, no lie. But we're not here to praise Drake. We're here to talk about
beef, bro.
The biggest thing on hip hop 2024.
That's it, bro. Kendrick and...
What about Kendrick? Like, what... How do you feel about Kendrick? Obviously, Kendrick has, four albums?
I think four or five albums.
Four or five albums.
If I'm correct.
With, obviously, successful...
You see, me, I'm not a Kendrick fan because not because I don't like him, because I don't really, like, listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
But if he plays, like, I'll hear him, okay, whatever. Like, I know if Kendrick's gonna spit on a song, I know it's gonna be fire, because I know he's a good lyricist.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's not someone that I bump in my playlist and I listen to in my car. Maybe if I heard more of his music, I'd be, oh yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
And I'll vibe to it. But it's not someone that I put in, even Drake, it's not someone I put in my list. Unless Drake is in the feature. Like, I listen to Rick Ross. Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
I hear a Drake.
Yeah.
And if I'm in the mood to hear it, I'll listen to that. But if I'm not in the mood, I'll, like, skim through it.
So, I have the same thing with, like, you. I don't have playlists anymore. I don't have music anymore.
Like, my playlist of people that I will listen to is Fabulous.
Wow. Yeah.
Old school hip hop, man.
That's all I listen to, old school. Like, I don't know a lot of the new school.
So, it's great that we brought you in here, guys, because he has a flavor, and he also has an open mindset.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's what it is. Right now, we're hearing a lot of closed mindset people really directing. Kendrick won, and I'm not saying, like, he didn't win. I said he brought a fair game, but at the same time, we got to give credit to Drake here. Because at the end, I think both killed it, bro.
Yo, no lie, I think both killed it.
Both killed it. But for my style, and I know he's going to stay the same, and pretty much he's going to stay the same, but my, like, style of rap, or my style of go-to, like, I feel like, yo, Drake,
like, now,
murdered it.
The delivery of, okay, so look.
Wait, guys, hold up now. Okay. You're talking too much.
We'll talk about this.
We have to make decisions now.
Okay?
Let's
dissect this.
You think who won?
I still think nobody won because, well, one, I think it's not done.
You think it's done?
Mm.
Yeah.
You think it's done?
I don't think it's done.
I don't think so. It's
done. I don't think it's done. I don't.
Because the receipts have to come out.
I think the biggest upside for Kendrick is the quick of his replies.
Yeah.
And the downside for, I feel, publicly, is Drake being a little slow on replying. And I know he has a bigger scheme involved, and I will get to that later on the podcast, on this episode. But I feel like he should have been a little more quicker.
No, I think he played it smart,
bro. I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
What? No, because once the news comes out, once something sticks,
how long did it take for Drake to reply to each one?
So, okay, this is it. Like, that came out, the one with Metro Boomin and Future.
Yeah.
I think 2 weeks after, Drake replied with push-ups.
Okay, 2 weeks later, okay.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks. I'm not sure. Around there, 2-3.
Okay.
But he didn't release it.
Yeah.
It leaked.
Right.
Yeah, so we were sitting in this room, like, just, I don't know what we're doing. We're doing something, and we're like, oh, shit, something released. It's AI. A lot of people were saying it's AI. A lot of people were saying it's fake.
Yeah, I was hearing about that.
So we decided not to react to it. Eventually, at one point, they're like, no, it's real. It's actually real.
And then he decided to release it. He released it. It was that. Then 2 days later, he dropped another one, mm-hmm. the TaylorMade Freestyle.
Yes.
And then 2 weeks after, I think, a week after, Kendrick replied with Euphoria.
You see, like, I don't know, because, see, back in the days, when you used to do, like, hip-hop beef, let's say I diss you, usually, like, in a couple of days.
Yeah, 2-3 days.
You gotta reply back.
Yeah. Can I say something? Can I say something now?
Eminem took one week.
Eminem took 1 week.
With MGK.
But I'm okay. If I release a diss to you, you release a diss to me.
Right.
I'm waiting for you now.
Yeah.
Am I okay to release another diss on you?
Well, if you're gonna release it, it's because you feel like I got nothing to say, so you wanna kind of bury more. So while you're doing
I think that's why Kendrick had the upside. Because he was constantly releasing.
I know.
While Drake wasn't. But I know Drake was doing the plan.
What?
But that's the thing, guys. I mean, I have a conspiracy, guys.
Wait, let me finish. Let him finish.
Go.
Before I lose my train of thought. So, I get what you're saying. But was he saying anything while he was over-delivering? That's the key question. Because, he delivered the first time. And then he came again. But was he saying anything?
Well, for me, the 6-16, the June 16 one.
You prefer this June?
That was, for me,
I wasn't
a pointless one.
Yeah,
it was a pointless
basically,
one.
Basically, it was a warning.
The Euphoria?
Whatever. Euphoria was
That was fire.
It was good.
Euphoria was fire.
Euphoria was
more bad. Towards, like, it took a little time when he started switching up and going a bit hard.
One that hit me the most.
The June 16 one, at one point he says in the song, you have moles working for you.
Yeah, he was talking. Yeah,
but that's the thing. That my conspiracy. I think Drake gave the track away to him. You get it? Like, Kendrick knew what.
But why would he do that?
His tactic, bro.
What's his tactic?
Who?
Drake's tactic.
Guys, it's I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying. Sure. But you're saying pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
Well, the word saying pretty sure, Costa, it's like you're pretty sure.
No, but look.
You don't even, you're not sure. Pretty sure is being pretty sure.
Bro, it makes sense, though.
Like going to be like, my parents, I got 100%, I'm pretty sure. And then I come back, I have a 60.
I'm pretty sure.
How do you give him the track?
He had Family Matters before it dropped.
It sounds like it, number one. That's for sure.
Bro, 20 minutes after Family Matters dropped, he dropped Meet the Grahams.
How sick was that?
How fast did he reply, bro?
Yo, guys, no lie.
And in Family Matters, he says the word Ozempic. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in Meet the Grahams, he says Ozempic.
Yeah, from Family Matters.
It doesn't make, like, he had the track.
It's crazy,
bro. I don't know if he had the track.
Okay.
But he had some information. I feel like it was a very... It looked like he had the track because he replied to some of the lines. He had a reply.
Yeah, exactly.
So it doesn't make sense in 30 minutes you'd get something done. So he had something, a plus, that he thought he had a plus.
Maybe it was leaked earlier and he heard it?
No, I think it's part...
No, because if you look at Family Matters, you look at the video, there's a lot of indication.
There's clues
of like, secretly they're talking to each other, OVO, and this guy, I don't know what. There's a lot of secrets from, like, they're planning something.
And apparently the restaurant, Kendrick had been there before or something like that?
No. What was the Chinese restaurant?
Imagine he even had the video. How did he say that video? No, but I understand the video, though. Because in Euphoria, he said the name of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that.
You get it?
Yeah.
But that restaurant, Drake got robbed. He got robbed in that restaurant. Gunpoint and all that. He got robbed. So that, okay.
Did he really? Is it true? Or is it speculation?
What, that he got robbed?
Yeah.
Yeah, he even says it.
Oh,
He says it in Family Matters. I got robbed with my AP.
Oh, yeah, they took me. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what he meant. I thought he was talking about something with music.
No, he said it.
Oh.
But that's the thing. Did Kendrick have the track before?
What's AP, bro?
A watch, bro. AP watch, bro.
I don't think he had a track before. I think he had some layout of what Drake was going to say on that track.
But that's the thing.
There's a lot of that's the thing.
No, because a lot of fans are like, he was going to go to that angle, you know, like
the wife
angle, the family angle. But look how Drake baited him in the Tupac song with the AI thing.
What's the name of that song?
Tailor Made.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
three meanings in that title.
Explain.
Did you know that?
Explain.
Tailor Made.
That's a TV show, no?
No, tailor-made when you go make a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you make a suit, they tailor.
Yeah, yeah.
Tailor-made.
What do you make
like
a suit for?
A suit. It's tailor-made. Like, they made it.
Okay, great. But what does that have to do with anything?
But look, second
What's
one.
What's the meaning of the suit, bro, when you're in a box?
Subliminal? That's cool. That's a cool thing.
Subliminal message.
Listen, second one is tailor-made. Let Taylor Swift drop. And then he replied.
Yo, no. Wait.
Taylor Swift.
Tailor-made.
Yeah, because...
Taylor Made, the third
okay.
piece in, is the fiance's brother's name.
Oh, fuck, huh?
Who's fiance?
Kendrick's fiance's brother's. Mm. His artist name is Taylor Made. Mm. So, yo, guys.
Okay, what's a Tupac thing?
What Tupac?
You said Tupac said something.
Oh, because in the Tupac, okay, basically, the AI Tupac, basically, is Drake. He says, at one point, he's like, oh, yo, Kendrick, tell them that he likes little girls.
That's true.
Go at him at this angle.
Yeah, it's true.
Bro, Drake is not stupid, guys. I'm sorry, bro. People that come up to me, you know, bro, he's smart.
But that one thing that...
He's playing checkers with this guy, bro.
Yeah.
I feel that, too. And I know Drake for a while, and I used to not like his music.
You know Drake, bro?
No, not like that, bro.
In the beginning, you didn't like Drake.
I didn't like Drake. No, because he has a monotone voice. It was boring.
Yeah, but he grew on you, bro.
He really grew on me because, one, that's the style. And people even say that the last song he did, The Heart Part 6, he was giving up.
Good.
Nah, bro. He sounded like a boss. I don't know what's up with your ears, guys.
Yeah.
Y'all are a little softy, bro. That was a boss
sound. Like,
bro, such off. A like a brush off kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like you're a bug, you know?
Most people don't understand that. That's the vibe I got. I go, the way he delivered in Heart 6?
Heart Part 6, yeah.
Heart Part 6.
Which, you know, that's a title from...
Kendrick.
Yeah, okay.
And apparently he did it like that too, because if Kendrick would ever come out with a Heart Part 6, it's like it's some type of
exactly message. Exactly.
Well, now I think he can't take.
Now he can't take the title because Drake has the SEO is on Drake now.
So what I got from that was Drake was basically responding like at a boss status. Like, listen, this and this and this. I'm not even gonna like waste my time with you no more. Like, I said what I said. It is what it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to promote your album anymore.
I'm not going to keep doing this, looking for clout. You have an album coming. Like, he just kept calling him out with stuff.
And then at one point, he's like, I fed you this information.
Yeah, like, we leaked the stuff. You fell for it. The daughter, maybe we should give her a fake name. Like, he took the whole bait. Like, the way he delivered the end was like...
I think... Here. Fantastic.
It's not... People think, oh, he gave up. Like, he didn't give up. He basically, like you said, brushed it off. Like
the song Meet the Grahams... I really love it. And I even said in the reaction, it can be, bro, it's next to that Eminem Nail to the Coffin. But right now, next to that title, for me, it's a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're rapping about an 11-year-old that does not exist. Nobody, where's the proof?
Can I say something?
What's up, bro?
Y'all bringing that up. Y'all bringing that 11. I think that story of the 11-year-old is gone, finished. I think the only thing that's sticking right now is the PDF accusations.
Yeah, that crossed the line.
That one thing is bringing that, and it pisses me off because, you know, we don't know yet, you know, true or not. Like, again,
we don't know. Nobody knows.
I'm not a cop investigation, but I think by now there would have been some kind of investigation going on.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, you're messing with big people. Like, this is not just Drake. You have UMG involved.
Bro,
you have a lot of lawyers involved. You have Nike involved.
Drake is signed to Nike.
Exactly.
Bro.
It's not like a one cam thing. But wait, what I'm trying to say is why I'm pissed off at Drake. And again, maybe his tactic it's not done. But for me, it's the fact that he didn't respond quick enough and he let this PDF stick.
Well,
because that's the only thing people are saying.
He dropped the next day, though.
Yeah, okay, but that's the only thing that people are saying.
Not Like Us dropped on Saturday and Hard Part 6 dropped on
Saturday. Yeah, we were reacting all kinds of that.
Yeah, I know.
And still, though, you forgot the whole his wifey thing.
People forget about that. They don't care about that.
Yeah, but she didn't deny anything. That's what he was saying.
But people don't care about that. They're just sticking with the whole PDF thing.
They're sticking to the PDF.
That's the only thing they can then
prove. But the thing is, all the girls came out and spoke about it.
Okay.
The victims, they spoke about it. No, it's not true.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah, they all came out. But they were on that video.
Everybody's... No one spoke. As soon as Hard Part 6 came out, they said, oh, it's over. We won. Oh, now you won.
Mm.
Answer back to what he's doing, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a battle rap.
You see, after what Drake dropped, I feel like Kendrick needs to reply to all that.
Yeah. He hasn't replied to any of it.
He hasn't. Yeah, he always dodges it.
At least Drake somewhat says something about something. You're gonna go that route of me PDF.
Then I addressed it.
Yeah,
Kendrick never addressed anything.
But I feel like
he just kept trying to say like, you're lying. You're lying. Let me give you more. You're this. You're that. You're this. He didn't say this or that. He didn't say anything about the wife and
the way that Kendrick went for the beef. I think what won for him and a lot of people agree to this.
He baited him,
I know. But it's his the aggressiveness. You saw our reaction when we reacted to
Meet the Grahams?
No, was it Meet the Grahams? Which one was after? Yeah, it was Meet
the Grahams.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that was
it felt like a threat. But for me, it's like taking somebody's homework and coming with a 99%.
In that song too, he called them out as a PDF.
Yeah.
It's like, for me as and you know
he should have gone with the gambling route, bro. If that was because that's
the gambling, yeah.
Because
okay.
He looks like a more of an addiction of gambling.
You know what? Like threw me off of the beginning of the beef.
What
when he used the white card?
Oh shit!
I didn't like when Kendrick brought the race
card.
Yeah. Like
that's like a cheap shot. That's such a cheap shot.
I find it a bit cheap. Like what was the line? How many black features do you need?
So you feel black enough.
Yeah, for me, don't use that because let's say now you're going against Eminem, bro.
No, I'm going to speak.
You know?
I'm going to say my perspective on this. I'm a black male.
Oh, you're black, right?
My wife is white. She's Greek. She lives in the same place as Costa. And we have mixed kids. So that's why we have the JAMA Greek. So it's like my kids, it's like you're saying my kids are not black because they don't look like me. But in reality, they have the black heritage in them. They have half and half.
Of course.
So they can speak on the black side as much as they want because it's in their DNA.
Mm.
It's part of who they are.
Fact.
So the people that use the white boy, like Rick Ross, the white boy, He's not a white boy. Eminem is a white boy because he's white.
But again, like,
you gotta tell me.
Okay, can I say something?
White boy.
Can I say something? Yeah. Can I say something? Okay, yeah, I'm gonna go against a guy. Okay, skinny. I'm rap battling him. What's the first thing he's gonna say about me?
You're fat.
Okay, so. Yeah, he's obviously gonna bring that because he doesn't have anything else to say.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Okay, that's cool.
That's another thing. So, continue.
That's true. So, to make the point. You have to, you can't, when you use, using the racial card.
It's, for it's, me, it's a minus. It's all already off the bat for me.
Not only that.
In a rap battle or
not only that, but it's like, because you don't have much, you don't have anything else to talk about or to deliver.
You know, yeah.
So you're going to go with the easiest thing is to talk about that.
Yeah. People are going to clinch on that.
Yeah.
But a lot of the black communities are going to clinch on that. Be like, yo, it's true. It's true. Because yeah. we have the same feeling. We do a lot of things sometimes that people say, you guys don't know the culture.
Listen,
like we've been in a school.
Guys know because another thing, they've been around it, they grew up around with it, they're part of it. See, we passed the stage of rap hip hop is just black. It's not. It's multicultural.
Like, it's a sport, bro.
It's a sport. It's an art. But there's so many white rappers that are like better than a lot of black rappers that people don't even know about.
Right.
They're not even famous, mainstream. If you go on your streaming on your. Swiping on the IGs and stuff, and there's all these like
sponsored ones,
small, like low key people that are just doing it on the other. Some of them are fire, bro, but they're not mainstream, so you don't know about them.
I think talent is talent, bro. Like,
and I have a feeling
if
also,
you spit,
you know.
I have a feeling also they don't like him because he's Canadian, too, bro.
That
yeah,
is a fact.
No, but I'm saying they don't like it because he's Canadian, bro, and he's running their rap.
A lot of the Yankees out there, Yankees. Right, I got family all over the world, all over the state, so I can say what I want.
Move to the seconds.
Yonkers, Queens, ATL, Florida. No matter where in the USA you are, y'all, some of y'all bugging. Real talk. See, I can speak of that, and I'm not even from the America. But man, I yard man, man, I Jamaican.
Yeah, man.
It's in on the bloodstream.
Bro, the Jamaican came out,
so
bro.
When I hear people bullets. Talk this foolishness, effery, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta need to wake up. Us Canadians, yes, we learn off you guys. You guys, you get. They say the U.S. was like the future. So we learn from you guys, but we perfected the thing that y'all done. And we're still like far ahead of y'all in many different ways, but you know, it is what it is. You say, oh, you Canadians always say y'all, eh?
Okay. I never heard that.
Me neither.
I never heard that at all.
What part of Canada are you visiting? Because when I go to the U.S.,
hey,
don't fight tell you how they talk. We ain't going to go that way.
Let's not go that route, right? Bro. Let's
Uncle
not go.
Sam. So, yo, it's just real talk, man. People got to wake up. We're living in different times. We have to evolve as a unit of people in general. We have to stop fighting each other because we are not the target. You want to talk to them real? The real target are the ones who are controlling us. That, my friend, is where we should connect.
It's true.
I'm going to give you a little bar, a little ancient history bar. Might get too technical. I'm making it so simple, but it'll make you full of thought. Once upon a time, allegedly, many, many moons ago, we as a unit of people had enough power to lift this whole place up and do whatever we want. To the point that some people apparently had to kind of like manipulate with us a bit and put us in check. Because if we understood what they knew, we would not need them. Therefore, hence, we wouldn't be here. So all this conspiracy stuff, time travel, like, you need to stop thinking about this little foo-foo drama. Start thinking about
the bigger
real estate. Like, how can we go buy planets? Let's not talk about houses.
Why, you want to go buy planets?
Let's go buy planets.
Guys, we're talking about Kendrick Lamar, bro. No planets, bro. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, bro. That was cool, bro.
No, but like, okay, so bring back to what you were saying, man. Two rappers going at it each other.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy about
it's
it.
A sport.
It's a sport.
Bro. That's
what it's supposed to be. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's like LeBron versus Curry. You don't hate these guys. You like them for doing what they're doing.
It's the sport, bro. That's it. The sport.
Sometimes they get in their feeling because it gets too personal, like fucking big. It got
a bit too personal
because then it's like a territorial thing.
Him and me back in the days when we were young, we had MSN. We were going at each other. We were just rap battling on MSN.
Mm. But it got personal.
It got so personal. Bro. We attacked each other.
Bro,
we stopped talking.
We had real beef.
Yeah, real beef.
MSN. It was just going at each other. You know, we're talking about our sisters, our moms, where we were like, and Sofa was there like, what the hell is going on, bro?
We didn't even have ChatGPT, bro.
No, bro. We were making it, but we hated each other after that. So I can imagine why, you know, there's a lot of hate involved and circling
it's
this.
It hurts when it hits, when you hit, when you hit the button, it'll make you feel, and then you feel like, because now you have an audience of listening to you, yo, if you don't respond, bro, like, what, yo, you're a punk?
But if we're thinking of that now, Kendrick sounded hurt. He sounded angry. Drake didn't.
He did. Yeah, Drake was very like.
Drake didn't. He was so calm.
It's like he wanted you to get. See, it's like okay. So it's like those guys in the school. Like the bully's like, I know how to get to you, right?
Yeah.
So I know what to say to get like,
to trigger you, yeah.
That you're gonna just lose your shit.
Yeah.
But I get a thrill of it because I see how weak you are mentally.
Mentally, yeah.
But then Kendrick also said, if I'm not mistaken, he's talking something about because yeah, I guess he's been through some things in life.
Yeah.
So like he's not crazy, but
it's PTSD, bro.
Yeah, like, I've been through things in life too. So for me, like I have a different mind. Like when I switch, like it's
because
like,
I get it. Yeah. There's a bar in Hard Part 6 of Drake. But
the meds. He was talking about meds, though.
No, something happened with his mom.
Yeah.
Okay. But apparently, people are saying Drake didn't understand the bar. But I gotta find that page again. It was on Reddit. Someone analyzed that bar to the like to the heavy T.
Oh, maybe I could put it at the bottom of this video description.
I even screenshotted it.
Yeah.
Bro, that bar.
Oh, I'll put it on the video. Yeah,
the bar.
You don't have it.
I gotta find it, bro. But I saved
it. Okay.
But that bar, the way he analyzed it, I'm like, whoa.
But I think fans are looking like, you know, like you have four lines, they're looking not between those lines, they're just looking at what's written.
Yeah, I think the way he flipped that bar was
because again, we're having a conversation on Discord today, and the only thing people were talking about is Drake being a PDF. But there's so much in the picture that you guys are not even talking about.
That's the problem.
That's the only one that sticks.
Even today, bro. Today, apparently a website opened, okliar.com. Mm. Okay? And it has all Kendrick stuff. Like, about what happened in Vegas. There was an incident in Vegas with a woman. And
at the casino.
Yeah. So basically, all these receipts are coming out slowly, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Layers, bro. Layers by layers, bro. What did it say? Layers. Bro.
I get that. But if you're looking at statistic-wise, we got 89% of people are voting for Kendrick as one. So, I mean, it's a perspective, right?
It's hate to differ.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like it's still not done. Like, it didn't even end. But for me, I find if we're going to be talking about records, I'm going with Drake's, man. And then obviously Graham's and the latest one from Kendrick would be. I mean, we got really good songs. We can't hate, bro.
Both like, counts.
Yeah.
We got best tracks.
Best out of them.
But like, best track.
But Drake's
best
goes,
track. Best track from all the disses.
He's glad that he inspired him to want to like pick up the pen.
Yeah.
Like, that bar, like,
bro, it hurts.
It's an exercise.
Yeah.
Because how many times does
bro, it I'm telling you, this was Drake. Guys, for those who are listening to this on thing, I'm touching my arms and I'm like, it's like brushing off.
Think of it like this, the best analogy. How many Dragon Ball Z fans are there out there that love Goku, right?
Right.
So imagine Goku, right? He's like the strongest in the universe. He's so powerful and strong that he's always trying to find more to outdo himself.
Yeah, it's always, yeah.
So now when
it's never enough.
Never enough. So when you get some worthy opponent that can catch his attention, oh, wow, this guy is actually strong.
Yeah.
Maybe now I can actually use my full form and show him who I am. That's what I thought it was with Drake. Like, yo, actually, look, the only person I can actually beef with or like battle with in a rap is actually Kendrick at this moment. But he ain't really doing anything. Like, he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Let me wake up the giant. Let me poke the bear. Don't let him get into like his bag. And then when he gets into his full form, now I can get away from now, we can do our thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I felt like he felt like that in the end. Like, Drake seemed like not stressed about the whole thing.
Yeah,
Drake's not worried about what the people are saying.
Yeah.
In his head, he knows he won because I won because I got my
receipts. I don't even think he cares that he won.
No, it's not even about that.
But he came hard with the bars, bro.
He came hard.
Well, pause.
And I think also he wanted to show. He wanted to show the people because they were talking about, oh, he's the pop singer. Oh, he's this. Yo, let me just, like, do my thing one time. And then, like, I don't got to
I don't gotta do anything, you know, get it speech where it sucks.
But there's nothing wrong being a pop singer, nothing wrong with being a, sorry, but it's like, what the hell's going on? But before you say this, man, numbers here, guys, like, Not Like Us, all-time record.
Yo, I went to number one, bro.
My number one. But, I mean, it's been playing on where, bro? Everywhere. Basketball games and...
Right, it's playing in NBA commercials.
So, I think somebody...
Did you like that track?
Which one is that?
Not Like Us.
The West Coast
one. The West Coast
one. Oh, no, that was fire.
That was fire. Even Drake says it's fire, bro.
Well, even Drake said
what did he say? He goes, it was like, fire, yo, but it was, if you were talking some real things, yeah, it would have like, been better.
Better.
Like, it could have been almost like a, yo, like...
It's
like... So imagine that we're dissing each other. You drop a beat, I'm like, yo, what?
This is...
But this is me, but like, yo, I'm bumping to your shit.
But I don't think it's only.
I find though, Family Matters is way better, bro. Yeah. For all the disses.
But wait, can I say something?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of people upstairs in the labels that are doing fantastic work. One, pushing Kendrick stuff, because they opened for copyright for reactors.
Mm-hmm.
Same for Drake, too. Drake, I think, has
some... Did you realize that the beat push-ups,
yeah?
The first line...
What?
I had to give you your number one.
Yeah, not... Yeah.
Nice, bro. It all makes sense. I had to give you your number one, bro.
But wait.
No?
Yeah.
What I was saying is, the marketing is paying off. You know, that track got number one. They're playing on places where, you know...
They probably never would have.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's just a big market. It's a big marketing scheme.
It's a win for both camps.
Yeah. Hey,
shout out to Kendrick, though, too, also. Huh?
Yeah, for sure. But I'm not talking for none of them.
But Drake, too, though, man. If you think about it, our Drakes are... The only one Drake is not is the push-ups.
No, Family
Matters. Family Matters, yeah.
It's on Spotify.
Because it's on Spotify. The rest is good.
Yeah, so, but the Kendrick is on Spotify. So you just...
Oh, we'll release it.
Oh, yeah, non-copyright.
I mean, big shout out for that, man. We made the...
Yo, $20,
bro. We made $20, bro. Yeah,
$20, bro.
Yeah, I love you, man.
It's gas, bro.
But
it's true.
It's, I gotta it's go money, gas. Bro.
I want fans to kind of start realizing the importance of not only Kendrick, but also Drake. Like, instead of pointing fingers and being like, he's that person, I'm seeing some reactors, man, like, really pushing that whole PD thing. Which is not fair, especially that there's no proof of any of that. Even if these videos show you something, these videos are 10 seconds out of a whole lifespan of...
Yeah, but that, like I said before, all these girls,
they all came up. But the 17-year-old...
Where's the Kendrick camp to speak up? The only thing they said, oh, it's done, we won.
But the other issue is the Millie Bobby Brown thingy, man. A 14-year-old talking to Drake. Everybody obviously goes to like, oh, they're talking about the dirty stuff. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, you see how the mind works.
What if they're talking about success? If I was a kid and I see Drake, man, I would have asked him so many questions. Mm-hmm. A lot of people ask me when I was a kid, would I rather have a lunch with 50 Cent or have $1 million? I say lunch with 50 Cent because at that point, 50 Cent was a guy I would look up to, or Eminem or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and you're going to call 50 Cent a PDF, or you're going to call...
Don't you think Millie Brown has a crazy team behind her?
Yeah, bro.
Stranger Things.
Exactly.
And doesn't want to, like...
Exactly, bro. Like, you guys are a little delusional, man.
I'm just saying, like...
I mean, it could go there. Don't get me wrong. It could go there. But, I mean, at this point, we would have known, man. Something would have came across, bro. I think the weird shit you guys should be looking at is older men in the studios, bro, like fucking coming out right now. That's the shit you should be looking at. Not a Drake and Kendrick Lamar, man. Yeah, y'all should start pointing fingers at those.
P. Diddy, what's happening?
No, P. Diddy, man.
No, but I'm just... Guys.
Like, at the end, bro. Like, I'm sure bro, Millie Bobby Brown's mom knew everything about what's happening with Drake, bro.
We said in the reactions, the proofs. As soon as the proofs come out,
yeah.
For me, it's...
Then you can make your
decision.
So Larry, day after the two tracks dropped, mm-hmm. So we were working overtime, right? We did one, Family Matters. I was getting the camera ready to go home, finally. Can edit, minutes, 20 minutes. I'm just packing the camera as I put it back, bro.
Put it back.
Kendrick dropped. So those two tracks. The next day, Kosta came up with a great idea. Why not go live and talk about
the video?
Look at the video, talk about it. We're, you know, have a good time.
Video.
And our main point was, if there's one false statement in Kendrick's
or Drake's
discography from the diss,
it's done.
Is done.
Yeah. Which sounds.
The 11-year-old right away was false.
That was false.
Is done.
Yeah.
For me, that's why I said in that reaction, it's game over. Right. He came out too strong. He was too quick. He didn't analyze. That's what he was saying, Drake. He didn't analyze.
He did say it in the heart.
Yeah, exactly.
In the hard point.
Yeah, you should have took your time.
Yeah, instead of.
Yeah, instead of brushing it off.
Misdirection.
Yeah, exactly.
The pen, yo, that was a, bro, guys, that's a good song.
That's why I was saying he won. I'm not saying Kendrick is not a great rapper. I'm not saying Drake is a better rapper. I'm just saying Drake was a smarter rapper on that front.
And what did I want to say also? On the, you were saying now?
I was talking about the tracks and being...
You know what I like about Family Matters?
What do you like about it?
It's because, bro, the guy gave a package. Mm. He gave a good production on the beat. 3 beats, bro.
Yeah, the beat switches is crazy.
The beat switches were crazy, especially the last track. The last track.
And last one for me was like the finish, bro. You're like Mortal Kombat where you're like, we
finish it,
like,
bro.
Finish it. He's like, this.
That's it.
Can't you just open his mouth? That's disrespectful in a nice way. Like.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
It's like
plus a video, bro.
It's like, Charlie,
relax.
It's like the baby's crying, given the pacifier. That's what he did.
Yeah.
Oh, Kendrick opened my, give a Grammy. Good, baby's crying.
I felt like the adult was Drake in this one.
Yeah.
But the video
in the perspective of so many people, guys, I'm telling you right now,
it's crazy.
Kendrick is the winner.
It's true. A lot of even big podcasts.
Thing is the winner right now is the labels. For a month now, Taylor Swift has been rocking at least 20 or 50 spots in the top 50.
She's
bro.
Out of the league, bro.
Now.
She got knocked out.
She got knocked out from that list. And I was at work, okay? And this guy at my work is like, use a song that you can, you know, it's commercial. Like, you don't have to go to the copyright library. Use something. So he's like, look at the top 50. I'm like, look at the top 50. I'm like, bro, it's all Taylor Swift, bro. You want Taylor Swift? He's like, no, bro, use something. I'm like, there's only Taylor Swift. He's like, top 100. I'm like, it's a lot of Taylor Swift, you know? So I think the winners really,
is the
unfortunately, labels. With some negative things from the artists, is the labels 100%.
But the thing is,
so you keep thinking yourself, just imagine. We gotta look at every scenario. We live in a crazy world.
Right.
Just imagine, per se, this was all strategically done purposely to get rid of the Swifts and the higher ups on that second.
It's not only to get rid of the Swifts, it's there was no hip hop in the list.
Yeah.
It looks bad, no?
The whole industry is being changed before eyes.
Yeah.
Super Bowls and all this crazy satanic.
Yeah, we're manipulated into
a. Imagine the hip hoppers, the smart guys, say, you know what? We need to find a way to come bring back the culture.
Yeah.
Let's go. You hear what the baby said?
What did the baby say?
That someone had called. He didn't say who. He got a phone call from someone saying, yo, we should do this too.
Oh, to fake the beef. Yeah, I heard that.
And baby said, yo, me, I can't do that. Me, I'm a street dude. Like, I'm wrong.
I got four wheel.
I can't do this fake back-to-back because if, you know, me, I'm about that action. Like, and I don't want to disrespect you like that. So, after, I think, the Heart Part 6, or after the
you know who wants to start after a beef now?
The Kendrick's... what's the one that the last one he dropped? What's it called?
Like the Kendrick?
Meet the Grands.
Not like us.
Yeah, that one. The baby said, see, that's why I don't do so and so with people like that. And that's why I don't get on traction. That's what he was saying after that release.
I feel the same thing happened with the J. Cole. I feel when J. Cole went in, it's like us going to a club. Wait. Absolutely. It's like us going to a club, okay? And I'm starting to diss somebody. Mm. You know, I know you guys are behind my back. You know, you're going to get my back. I'm dissing somebody. I'm like, yo, you're ugly. You're a piece of shit, you know? Mm. But I'm not ready. I'm not ready to fight, but I know you guys are going to go in and then I back away.
Yeah.
You know? It's like I'm dissing somebody, ready to fight him, but I'm going to back away for you guys to do it.
So you stirred up the...
But no, it's like I didn't know we were going to get to that moment. I didn't know we was going to get to a punching moment, yeah. You know? I'm like, oh shit, it's actually going to be an actual fight. Oh, I don't want to be part of that.
Right.
So I think J. Cole was more in for a sports kind of feeling. And once he knew that he was going to get this dirty, he's like, yeah, no, I cannot do that.
What do you think of J. Cole apologizing and backing out?
That's a humble move on his part. Because he said, if that don't sit right in my heart, because he's coming from a place of like, he's growing, he's evolving himself. Like,
yeah.
He's coming from a place of peace and like being different, not about the drama.
since day one.
To have this, the energy he put into that hatred, because that's not me. That's not who I'm trying to be. So,
yeah.
And I respect you, so why would I dip, like, why would I get to that level, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as a man...
Like, hit me in the jaw. Like,
you know,
I like that word.
Like, you know, said? Like, it's good, like, you know? Like,
I feel that negative thing, though, because even as we're doing the reactions, like, at the end of those 3 days, at the end of Sunday, I was, like, so negative, man. I don't know about you guys. I don't know why you guys are cheering. You guys are having a good time. You know, it's, I know it's great for hip-hop, but at the end of the day, I was like, yo, damn, like...
This is getting too serious.
This is like, yo, my brain
that,
is...
That's what I thought, that, bro. I think J. Cole, he's like, nah, I'm going to back out because I know Drake's going to go, like, that boy. Way, bro.
Or even Kendrick, bro.
Both sides.
Both sides, man. Both sides. You can't just say Drake.
He's not... Cole's not trying to be it, but all the drama and all that.
No, like I said, my conspiracy theory was...
But he had a good diss, though.
Who?
Might delete later.
J. Cole? J. Cole had a good diss. Yeah.
Sure, yeah, clearly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But my theory was...
King Bart.
Like I said
Bar
in the
King,
beginning...
King Bart. That's
like, crazy. Like I said in the beginning of the podcast, I think Kendrick had the track Family Matters. That's why in Euphoria, he said, I know the angle you're going to take with. You're going to have my wife, my kids. He already knew what angle he was going to...
Yeah, I guess
so he baited it.
He said something about, what did he say? Trying to keep it, not keep it PG, but he said something else around those lines.
But in the Taylor made also the Tupac, he also like baited him too.
Mm.
He's like, yo, yeah, like pretending to be Tupac, you know, go for the young kids. Go for that angle.
Yeah,
know?
But people didn't hear that. I didn't even hear that.
Oh, I heard it, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, I analyzed every piece.
Sometimes you have to read this thing over and over.
But that's the thing. They're not, like somebody, apparently, one of our fans said, somebody reacted to only Kendrick's disses and said Kendrick won.
But why though?
That's what I'm saying. It's without just weird. Without listening to Drake.
Yo,
Drake. And I think 89% of I don't know, I'm saying an 89, but I'm not sure if it was an 89. But I read it was 89% of the community, the rap game, mm-hmm. said Kendrick won. But I feel like, man.
I feel like.
That's not a fair number, bro.
Like, battle wise, I think Drake took it, bro.
I think battle wise. Because again, we're talking about a pop artist, you know, like
it's quality.
But people are just mad though.
Quality over quantity. How many did you drop, Kendrick, bro?
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Like that's what I was trying to say before to you,
bro. Like not like us, the West Coast beat,
yeah.
Bro. It's
like it's like. Let me text you.
Like he doesn't. Sound
you're a loser. I don't get his thing. You're a fucking loser. I don't get something from him. Okay, you're a piece of fucking loser. Like that's what Kendrick did. I feel like he just released disses, but like just pause it a little bit, man. Take a break, bro. Like. You're taking this a little too seriously, bro, like, you know?
He went on attack mode
too fast.
But it's cool, though, because...
I mean, at this point, he had the advantage, and people's eyes, it was like, oh, my God, he's the greatest.
No, for me, the top was... the top diss was Family Matters, man.
For me, the one I only play is Family Matters. Not like that. And whatever, bro.
Not like us. I like it.
Yeah, not like...
I like that beat.
And then the last one would be The Heart. Today, I played The Heart. Like, I'm not...
Me that I'm playing The Heart and I'm playing that Family Matters.
Yeah, for sure.
Because for me, the family, I find the Family Matters, it set the tone for like, yo, you know where your grandpa went, dog? Yo, we're from the north. Like, we're Canada over here. Real talk, we gotta represent who we are.
Right.
Right? So we gotta show up too because
right. The
US been shitting on us for a long time. Oh, you Canadian. But yo, we're past that level. We're already here. Like, we're already here with y'all. So what's up, man? What's good?
But.
Can you forget, y'all, when you guys come to Canada, what's the first place you want to go to? Toronto. And when you're in Toronto, what happens to a lot of y'all when you go to the six? Y'all get robbed. Y'all get jacked. Why? Because we have to prove ourselves that we're somebody, too. We go to the States, walk the streets. It depends, you know, where you are. Maybe you'll get robbed, jacked, but it's always not always like that. They think Canada's so soft. It's not soft, bro.
Nah, man. People don't know Canada, man.
You guys forget the movie, what's his name?
What movie, that?
What yeah, bro, didn't even Drake shout out Montreal in the Hard Point 6? Yeah,
bro, the Montreal Connect, bro.
Yo, the Montreal Connect.
You're talking about us, bro. You're talking about us.
No, but I'm just saying.
What movie are you talking about, though?
The mobster movie that, what's the name, played? We did.
Oh, the Johnny Depp played.
Not Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp didn't play the...
Travolta? No. Travolta.
Travolta played the...
What's his name, bro?
What's his name? Or the gangster, bro, here?
What?
Travolta played...
Rizzuto?
Was it Rizzuto?
No.
The other guy.
Who, there?
Rizzuto. Who's the other guy, there?
Oh, my God.
The cheese guy.
Saputo?
Saputo.
No, Saputo's not mob, bro.
No.
I don't know, bro.
Saputo? Nah, what's the name?
Al Capone.
No. Remy Ma used him in a verse. Or Remy or Nicki.
Al Capone?
Coming out the court.
I just said that. Yes.
Coming out the court.
Like, he's from Canada?
Bro, I'm just going to Google this shit, guys.
Right? Focus, bro. Oh,
Canada? God. Who?
What's his name? He's unfounded, bro.
Johnny Depp.
We lost Larry, guys.
Montreal Gangster.
Montreal Gangster?
It was the Italian mob, bro.
Rizzuto.
Not Rizzuto, bro.
Who? In the States? Or in Canada, bro?
But wait, was he from the
States? Donnie Brasco. What am I saying, bro?
Okay. Well, so, I will find it. Rizzuto, too.
Yeah.
He's a Canadian guy, but he was doing his thing in the U.S., too.
Yeah, Rizzuto, yeah.
So, we've been around the block, bro. You got to give Canadians our flowers, yo. We got the maple leaves.
It's kids.
It's a new generation.
It's a new generation.
It's like my son, and his kids. Yo, bro, Kendrick won, bro. They bro, you don't even know how to spell Kendrick.
Bro, somebody wrote in our comments, okay? I'm new to this rap thing.
Oh, God.
Okay, he wrote that. And then the second comment he wrote, he's like, yo, Kendrick won, absolutely. Okay? And then I wrote, and we were going back and forth. The only line that he used
was a PDF.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, oh, you support the PDF. Bro, shut up, guys. Like, it pisses me off, that stuff, man.
Back it up, bro. I get it. Why is Coach Strong trying to get... I know, bro.
It's not trying.
It's for all the dogs, bro.
That's it. So you know how you reply to that? Drake style, you'd be like, you're right. And then shut up.
You're right. And then shut up.
So why are you going to waste that energy...
But that
trying to teach someone that they're not gonna listen.
A lot of that's what I got from the disses, man. Yo, Drake felt like I felt like he's just looking down. His like.
No. Also, I wanted to say, in some podcasts, I heard that why is Drake going at other guys in Family Matters, bro? Because the guy is going 20-1, bro. Everybody's going at him, bro.
Some people got upset that he didn't just address Kendrick.
Nah, bro. He's going to throw bullets at everybody, bro.
Yeah, I felt like, because, like, again...
Good for him,
it's
bro.
A Kendrick diss, but he addressed...
Well, he had to.
I feel like...
They're just saying,
let me shut this guy out. Let me shut that.
Yeah, you want bullets? I got plenty of bullets in
and
my
now
chamber.
I'm coming back
bro.
To the main sauce. I'm not going to... You know? Like,
yeah, no. I have nothing wrong about that.
You know what he's doing, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, and I'm telling you,
the guy's good with it. Hate it or love it.
There's more clues that we missed in the video.
The more we talk about it, the more he's counting his chips, the more this bank is going down. So just gotta respect the Don when he's doing it, and that's it, bro.
But I'm telling you, there's more details in that video, bro.
There's also
only time will tell the truth.
I'm also gonna say something.
Well, always the dark, what is it? Was then in the dark always come to light?
No, the darkest secrets come to light.
Can I say something
light,
though?
The light.
Can that's, I say, that was can I bring that whole idea of like disappearing for a little bit?
Who's disappearing, bro?
No, I feel like an artist is always on the spotlight. And what's another way for an artist to kind of like...
Disappear.
Not disappear, but like be out of the tabloids at this point and just enjoy life now like a little bit till they come back.
Bro, you know what?
This is another way, man. I mean, Michael Jackson was always on the news.
You know what conspiracy I heard?
Who?
They're trying to take him out like Michael Jackson. Because he has big beef with the executives, big label.
Serious?
Guys, there's more though, bro. We don't know. We don't know the details, but guys, I don't know.
It's deep, bro.
It's deep.
I mean, but
like I don't know, man.
I think at this point,
bro. Did you even know that?
Here we go.
Kendrick's fiance.
This is it.
Okay. Doesn't even follow her brother. And her brother doesn't follow. Bro, guys, there's so many stuff.
She's like stuff,
guys.
Like that.
Say a few things, bro.
It makes you think about things that you normally wouldn't have thought of, but now that this thing came up, now people are trying to investigate and turn
that's
a little thing like, yo,
But no, that's nobody is investigating nothing.
No, I do.
They made their mind. Yeah, you did because you want,
bro,
you're
at 5 o'clock. Only the smart ones are
only the smart ones.
And they're going to write down, take notes, and have
the
receipts.
And then obviously there's the smart ones who think they're smart and just looking at footage and be like, oh my God. Like,
bro. Even the fiance, bro. She follows OVO, guys.
But where's the noodle, bro?
No noodle,
not,
bro.
They're not together, eh? Kendrick and the wife?
Oh, they're not.
Okay, but what about these videos?
I don't think so. They're together.
What about these videos that escalated?
What videos?
That Drake and an 17-year-old. Drake was how old at that time?
24, 23?
23, 24.
You saw the video?
I saw the video.
Yeah,
it's a little weird, man.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. Yeah,
I would never do that.
But kind it wasn't of like shit. A French kiss.
Nah, bro. Nah, eh?
It was just a peck on the lips.
Yes.
I mean, he made probably this girl the happiest girl but in the whole world.
Spoke
bro.
Up, though. Yeah. The girl spoke up.
Yeah.
What she said?
She backed up. She's like, it was nothing serious. It's like going to a concert. You know? It's like, what happened to Akon, bro? How did Akon knew if she was underage? In the club.
Yeah, it's true. Akon brought a girl.
Oh, now Akon PDF now? What? What?
But Akon was getting PDF yeah. until he sued the club. Yeah. It's the club's fault. So, but at the end of the day, you're getting mad at Drake. Get mad at the parents yeah, sending these.
Even the other girls spoke.
That's probably the parents don't even know sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
I had a situation. I'm not gonna name, but I'll give you guys a little story.
Oh shit! I want to know now, man. I want to know the scoop.
Somebody I know.
Story time.
I was underage and they were in a club.
Oh.
So I got a phone call like at 2 a.m. because I wanted to get a little bit of taste of the real life.
Oh shit.
Downtown.
Oh
shit, to call, you know, the man. And the man, I came solo. That's why I wrote Dolo. You know, I got the baby in the car seat. Got the wifey next to me and I pull up in the sweats. I just put park in the middle of the street, put the hazard lights on, walk up to the door, 2 bouncers, I'm like, yo, smooth. My look at me like, I'm like, yo, Mr. Move, why? Because there's a girl in here that's underage and shouldn't be here. And for your sake,
who that?
It's best I be here because if the father comes, everybody done. My mom pushed away to the side. I walk up the stairs. Another dude there. The man downstairs, yo, let them go through. He walks. I walk right through, go upstairs, stairs. And now I'm at the door where they open to the club. And she's right there waiting for me. I'm like this. And she just walked with her head down, and everybody looked at me, and they said nothing.
Oh, I know who.
Went to the car, bam.
I know who, bro.
True story.
I'm wide nuts.
Fact check me. I don't talk nothing. King Larry.
Ooh, bro.
I know. Bro. Are you serious? Cast I saw this, bro.
We're gonna know after this podcast, Gavin.
I'm telling you, bro. So sometimes you don't know what the kids do.
Yeah.
So when a young person is outside and shouldn't be playing with a knot.
But the girl went with her father, eh?
Yeah. That's
sure?
Yeah, that's sure, yeah.
It was her and her father.
Yeah.
To the Drake concert.
No, I'm not gonna lie. It's weird stuff. Like, don't get me wrong. It don't put weird. Anything yeah. in my mouth like that. Like, that is weird.
It was weird.
But at the end of the day, that girl went home feeling some happiness.
Yeah, like her
life is, like, complete. She's a lawyer now, bro.
So what? She's going for a lawyer?
Yeah.
What, she's going to swim, bro?
No, I'm saying she's a lawyer now.
No, but I'm just saying.
No, like, I'm saying, like, If I met
J-Lo.
Yeah, bro, and she gave me a kiss here. Is that wrong?
And you're underage.
Might be, yeah, it's wrong. But I mean, to us, it's like at this moment, it's like, yo,
it's like you're on the next level, like,
on the next level, bro.
The 1,000, like.
Yeah, it's weird. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely agree.
No.
But it's but maybe it. You guys are looking at it in a different perspective.
Sometimes. Let's say she was underage, right?
Right.
The thing.
Yeah.
Drake kissed her. Okay.
Yeah.
Drake is a big artist right now. Why didn't the father press charges?
Yeah, it's true. At that time,
because
or even 5 years later,
because it wasn't done like an intentional thing. It was like a moment thing. It was a friendly, like innocent.
Yeah. Did Drake know?
Probably asked her. Not on stage.
No, he didn't ask.
He didn't ask on stage.
I'm gonna look for.
I gotta double check, guys. I gotta double check if he asked, but I don't know. I don't know. But
anyway, I still find it's weird. It's weird things, but at the end of the day, am I a fan of Drake for the stupid shit that he does? No, I'm a fan of the art that he does. I mean, I was a fan of Michael Jackson, and then those things were happening, and
I'm still a fan of Michael Jackson.
I'm still a fan of Michael Jackson because I don't know what's true.
See, that's the problem. When you start news and start talking stories, it tries to diminish how you feel about a person. Because
your media, yeah. Bro.
Can I say something about
that's
that?
The problem.
I did a video back in the days. I used to, after college, I went to work for a news company. Mm. And I went to the place early and the guy was there. And he's like, I want to talk about this place. It was a club. Mm-hmm. A club, like dancing and stuff like that. So the guy's talking about it. And then he left. And then another girl comes. She's like, what are you doing with this guy? I'm like, oh, he's talking about the place. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, it's my place. So then I'm like so confused. And I manipulated the story to make it sound like it's her place. And it was very easily done. I made it sound like it's her place. The guy got upset, but it was her place. So imagine how the news takes information and manipulates it.
Right, the story.
The story.
Reverse it and this and that.
Yeah.
And that make you think it's that story, but it's really
something else. You ever seen that picture?
That's why you gotta investigate.
Ever seen that picture? It's a picture of a guy and he's running away. He's like this. And then there's a shoe here, like a pointy shoe. Okay. And it's like, it's a frame. Yeah. And then there's a wider frame of that frame. They open it wide, it's a guy with a knife. Instead of, it's not a shoe, it's a knife. Mm. So if it's a close-up, it looks like a shoe. If it's a wide, it's a, that's a guy with a knife. So it's like different perspective just changes the reality of things. That's crazy. Yeah, and then like, obviously that the diss itself is a perspective. So if somebody says something that you love, you like Kendrick Lamar, if he says something, you're going to believe it, man. Right. If I tell, if Kendrick says jump off a bridge, they're going to jump off a bridge. Yeah. They're going to say go shoot this guy's house, they're going to go shoot this guy's house.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
It's like a cult, man.
It is, bro. So that's it, guys. Let us know who won.
Who do you think they won and why?
Why?
Explain why. Don't just say, oh, he had better bars. Oh, he said this. Oh, he said that. No, no. If you're going to name or you're going to drop stuff, come with receipts. If you come with receipts, we don't want to hear it.
Yeah, we don't want to hear it.
No, but like good receipts, bro. We don't want to hear that.
Oh, he said.
We don't want to hear that.
They said and on this profile. No, no. Come with receipts. Show the proof.
And I don't want to hear no receipts.
And I want everybody to be civilized in the chat, guys. This is an open space where people can conversate. And I don't care if your favorite artist is Drake. I don't care if your favorite artist is Kendrick. I want y'all to think a little bit on the central side of things. You think it's over?
Your mind.
Hope you think it's over.
Hey, bro, what did Bruce Lee say?
Put water in the pot. The clown is the pot.
When he was teaching the little boy. And he's like, hit me with, not anger, but hit with...
What wisdom?
Something like that. Then he goes with the finger. It's like, and he stops him. Don't focus on the finger. Focus on the heavenly... I don't know the exact word, but you know. Go find it on the IG or something. It's funny.
No, but guys, for real, let us know. Like I said, bro, I'm gonna take Drake, bro, and I'm taking Drake only one track, bro, and that's Family Matters, bro.
I'm not gonna be a judgment on character for things that I don't believe in until factual. So for me, I think hit wise, Drake for me it's a replayable value. I go back to it. This is my part, man.
You finished mine, bro.
You just finished it. You had to pause.
Mine, bro.
So you said that you pause after.
You paused it, eh?
And why are you dropping if I pause, bro? Continue.
So for me, until the facts are proven, I cannot say that, you know, Drake is this kind of character or whatnot. We already know, man. He went from a pop star to, you know, fast gangster. Because I heard another video talking about like his character change. Mm. He went from like, but we all grow up,
normal,
man.
Bro. You're gonna change. Of course, you're gonna change. Like,
you make so much money. You have so much people around you,
bro. This guy Drake. He read the book, bro.
But one thing about Drake, I'm going to say...
Bro, he read that
book. Art of War.
Bro.
He even said something about the Art of War today on the phone call.
Who?
Larry, you said something to remind me of the Art of War.
I bet you anything he read that book, bro. He knows. He studied it.
One thing about Drake, if you understand, from what I understand, he's a real student of the game.
Yeah, he adapts.
Like, he's a general, bro,
with the stripes.
I know what he's saying.
Well, let him talk, man.
He works on himself in the sense of, like... He's informed.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing that I'm educated as well. When he talks, the way he articulates his words, bro, the guy's smart, bro. Bro,
he is smart.
Can't be dumb and have a deal with Nike.
Bro,
let me ask a question.
He plays chess.
What?
You know what's chess?
What deals does Kendrick have?
What deals does Kendrick have?
What does Kendrick have outside of me?
What
does
Chanel?
What else?
I don't know. Guys,
where do we begin with Drake?
I love Kendrick, but I don't follow him that much, you know?
Where do we begin with Drake? One thing I love about Kendrick, his scene in Power. Well, when I heard he was in Power. Yeah, he was in Power. I was like, what? He played the crackhead. Oh. He did it so good. But that's, I don't know what more.
I mean, guys.
So, like, an artist is not just the music. That's why Jay-Z is where he is. People hate, but... Look where he is.
You think he cares that people hate?
Look where he is.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not just make music and that's it. Make music, make hits, and be everywhere.
Yeah.
Create wealth.
Even
create
this,
a brand.
Even this publicity.
Create awareness. Look at Kanye. Even though he's a little cuckoo in some people's eyes, he was everywhere. But now they're trying to demonetize the guy. So they're taking him down, pulling away. They want to slowly.
Yeah.
That's what being an artist is all about. You become big. Look at the JK Bros. They start off with their reaction. Now they're doing all these different channels. Eventually, they're going to have all kinds of spots. They're going to be everywhere. People want to be... That's what it's all about. Build yourself. Get yourself out there.
That's a great point that you brought up.
Your new generations, if you guys don't follow our blueprints, that before y'all dead, because y'all just technology, internet. If we shut down the whole grid, you had no internet, y'all dead. We grew up with no internet. We came to the world before the World Wide Web.
Bro, Larry, we're here for Kendrick Lamar and Drake, bro.
What the? We gotta open a channel.
Guys.
We're talking like conspiracy stuff.
Guys, let us know what you guys think.
We love you, Kirby, guys. Don't forget, this is a positive side, man. Positive. Put your comments on the one.
We love the fans. Yeah. I love y'all. Love these guys.
And let us know, guys. You want more Larry, bro?
You guys want more of this guy?
Larry, bro.
And again, this is not the location we do podcasts. It's in the other room, guys. We're setting it up. We're excited for y'all. And make sure, guys, you can catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts. And if you want to see the video, obviously, check it on YouTube, guys. We'll see you on the next one. We love y'all. I can't take no loss. I don't even know what it costs. I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, I can't take no loss. Yeah, I don't even know what it costs. Yeah, I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, yeah, run it, ooh. I really feel it's my time, think it's my year. Yeah, yeah, I really feel it's my time, think it's my year. Yeah, yeah, I really feel it's my time, think it's my year. Yeah, yeah, I really feel it's my time, think it's my year.